Hello, this is Spotlight. I'm Dawn Sessler. Today we will be talking to Cheryl Elton, who is the author of Pathway of Peace, Living in a Growing Relationship with Christ. And we were kind of talking about this book yesterday, but we didn't get into a lot of specifics. So this time we're going to talk a little bit more deeper about what the certain chapters have in them or obtain. And Cheryl, why don't you go ahead and start us off with a chapter that maybe you really enjoyed?
Well, one of the chapters in my book is called The Quiet Classroom, and this really addresses the need that we all have as Christians just to incorporate stillness and quietness into our lives. Now, I realize this is a huge challenge in today's world where we have so much going on and many of us are just so busy that it's hard to even carve out that quiet time in the morning to sit and to pray or to read the Bible a little bit. But it's just such an important part of the Christian life. And actually, we get more done by coming into the day from a time of stillness in our hearts with the Lord than rushing into it without Him. So this chapter really addresses our need to get quiet and how to do that, how to experience God's peace. We look at some of the great men and women in the Bible that had this pattern of prayer in their lives. So it's a really relevant chapter and topic, and I think speaks very loudly to all of us for that need that we have.
And then you were also talking about another chapter about the armor of God. So why don't you share that one too?
Another chapter looks at Ephesians 6, which many of us know refers to the Christian's armor. And I liken each part of the armor to Christ and what it looks like to put on Christ or clothe ourselves with Him. If Christ is all of the armor, He is also each individual part. And we've all seen pictures of medieval or Roman knights, and when they prepared for battle, they donned like full suits of armor, and their knightship really became their new persona. As Christians living with the armor of God, I think we should so present Christ to the world that our own selves are hidden from view. When people look at us, they should see Christ.
I know that we were talking about that during our carathon, that we are to be ambassadors for Christ. And yeah, putting on the armor of God is one part of being an ambassador. So it's certainly interesting how that has incorporated even through this Christian ministry here. Can you tell us something else about maybe another chapter that has meant a lot to you?
There are many chapters in the book that address different topics of Christian living. Chapters on prayer, on forgiveness, on service, the memorizing, meditating on scriptures, and then, of course, living in the Lord's presence. I have a section about dealing with stress, doing it the world's way versus God's way, and learning to hear the Lord's voice. All of these things, of course, point to us experiencing more of His peace when we're doing these things. So it's an enjoyable read, and I've gotten many good comments from people that have enjoyed the quotes and the inspiring stories of people that are living these truths, as well as the abundance of scripture in the book.
Can you go ahead and share the website, please?
Sure. The book can be found on my website, which is www.cherylelton.com. My name is spelled CHERYLELTON.com. It's also available through Amazon or Barnes & Noble on their websites, as well as a number of stores throughout New York and other places, all of which can be found on my website.
We just heard from Cheryl Elton, who is the author of Pathway of Peace, Living in a Growing Relationship with Christ. I'm Dawn Sessler with Spotlight.
You've been listening to Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill Network staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or mail to Spotlight in care of the Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road. That's M-A-K-Y-E-S Road. Syracuse, New York, 13215.